It's Wednesday, May 19th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: tech implications coming out of the pandemic, and the interesting announcement from Google I.O. isn't the flashy ones. This is the Business of Tech. Longtime listeners know I love a good data roundup. Close to half of respondents to a survey said they expect to lean on MSPs either a lot or slightly more in the future, compared with just 12% who will lean on them less. This uptake was most apparent among SMBs with 26 to 250 staff, where 56% of respondents said they expect to lean more on MSPs and 8% less. This data from CRN UK, quote, who asked respondents to estimate what percentage of their IT estate is currently managed by a third-party IT provider or providers, and what this may stand in at 5 years' time. The average percentage for today stood at 36.4%, compared with a whopping 49.4% in 5 years' time. Xerox, too, thinks things are on the rise. Their State and Fate of Small and Medium Business survey says 64% expected to emerge from the pandemic stronger, and 81% accepted that the pandemic had made them more reliant on technology. That had translated into budgets, with 75% increasing them to get more IT. Those who invest are likely to grow. More than 8 in 10 self-described technologically advanced companies expect their business to grow over the next 6 months, according to ThoughtWorks data released last Thursday. By contrast, just 39% of companies that say they're held back by their technology are projecting growth over the same time frame. At nearly two-thirds of technology-proficient businesses, tech issues are discussed at the board level at least once a month, compared to just 22% of companies struggling with technology. Cloud infrastructure services spend in the U.S. grew 29% in the first quarter of 2021 to a record $18.6 billion, analyst firm Canalys has found. It added that, dollar for dollar, annual expansion was the highest it's been in 2 years, indicating robust demand for cloud services. The Market Watcher forecasted a rise in government cloud spend over the year in an effort to modernize technology and increase cybersecurity practices. The UK tech sector has grown tenfold in the last 10 years, and most of this has taken place in the last five. This from new figures out from the UK government and Dealroom.co. Why do we care? Lots of data, and so it's story time. Tech is growing, big time. Obvious but true, and cloud is the biggest accelerated area. The pandemic clearly accelerated tech investment, and businesses increased their reliance on that technology. Those who survive the downtime will come out stronger and realize that much of that strength comes from the technology investment that leads to that heavier reliance on their provider. So, lots of good news for those who buy into technology, because those who do invest make it a priority both in investment and in corporate attention. Now, the downside risk. That increased attention will lead to a higher bar. For those who deliver on the holistic solution, and I'm including security in that, it's good news. For those who aren't, the stakes have gotten higher. The digital divides of haves and have-nots is growing and will be more pronounced. While the super cool news out of Google I.O. is the talking AI, or their new Project Starline, which brings holographic communication to life, I instead want to talk about a more boring move. The company has launched a new series of workspace collaboration tools called Smart Canvas. The idea is to bring the productivity apps together for greater collaboration and make them connect more seamlessly. Features like new @mentions for users with smart information about those users, improved linking features, and more insights into the use of language, such as offering more inclusive language, such as chairperson instead of chairman. And so, why do we care about this product move? I wanted to observe that while the talking AI and the holograms make cool demos, the money is in the boring stuff. I've talked about my interest in building services businesses around the productivity layer. Well, here's enhancements and investments showing Google cares about these products. A hidden feature in this is the de-emphasis of the paper, as there are now document formats without paper boundaries, plus ways to share documents right in Google Meet. The documents themselves become electronic artifacts, disjointed from the idea of paper. That's philosophically interesting, and we're in a new era of work where we don't necessarily connect to paper. These questions of how to use the products? Well, that's the value in services, right? Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero-trust, default-deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple-to-deploy, and easy-to-manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default-deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PC-Matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I was thinking about my old school love of Word and actual documents as I think about the new type of document use out there. Is the paper going away? We'll see. Talk to you again tomorrow.